This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Finding solutions to your persistent daily problems. That's one of the things we do here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan at the ready. Yes, those persistent problems. If you have aches, we'll fix them. If you have lice, we'll take care of them. If you've got a bad foot, we'll take care of that too. And if you have a yearning
for yourself, you are in the lice and the foot department all by yourself. I'm speaking
really?
For the ladies here.
Okay.
Yes.
So, J-Lo and Ben Affleck photographed kissing for the first time. Looking at the two of them together, the smile on her face and the smile on his face, there's something really sweet about this.
I said this because we have a text thread happening behind the scenes here, because if you actually texted, we would include you. But we talk about the Bennifer 2.0 report every day, and I said yesterday, I never once saw her that happy ever with A-Rod. Never saw her smile like that. Never saw her light up. She just, I mean, the last time she looked this happy, she was with Ben 17 years ago. Maybe this is like the rumors, or that this was the great love of her life. Maybe she's the love of his life. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe this has legs.
Nice. Especially when you look at that dirtbag, what's his face? A-Rod is hanging around with... what's her face? He used to be married to Tom Cruise.
That was it. No. Yeah, that turned out to not be true.
Really?
His ex-wife again, isn't he?
Well, no, I think that also wasn't true. I don't think she wants him back. But no, he was looking at it. He's looking for real estate. He's looking at an apartment in the same building that Katie Holmes lives in city. But yeah, it was very convenient. Everyone's like, oh my God, is he dating Katie Holmes? I don't think she needs that kind of a problem.
That doesn't really seem like her type either. I mean,
no. Well, what is her type?
She kind of goes.
She was married to Tom Cruise. She was
a little light in the loafers.
You don't think she's that smart?
No, I didn't.
No, I think
about
she's saying her type might be on the gay spectrum.
Yeah.
Well, she was with. She was with what's his face, the black actor. He's not gay.
He's been plagued with rumors for 30 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know. Well, see,
and then the chef just, I mean, he just had a vibe. The chef that she was with was sort of weird. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, maybe she likes to dominate. Who knows? Okay, next.
It's not about dominating. Sometimes women think that they can change people. I think more, it's not even about sexuality. It's about women who think that they can make some sort of big change in men's lives. And you know what, ladies? You can't. Save yourself the trouble, because you're never going to change them. And why even bother? Just find one that's already, like, showroom ready, you know?
Showroom ready. Okay, let's get the latest on the Biden-NATO conversation. When is he actually meeting with Putin? Is that's today? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
When is he?
Tomorrow.
Why are you laughing?
Wednesday. Because you've asked a few times. That's all.
Well, because, I don't put much stock in it. I think Putin's going to do his act. He's already doing it. Biden may pound his fist on the table.
I think it's going to be a big bunch of nothing. Well, you're not even going to. It's going to be behind the scenes. You're going to have a press conference that's singular afterwards. So remember the last time when Trump and Putin met, they had like the joint side by side press conference, which I thought was interesting because they were able to like give each side of the story. That's not going to happen this time. It'll just be Biden that speaks, and I'm sure Putin will do his own thing for, you know, Russian media. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like everybody's getting so excited about this, and it was just revealed that not only does he have members of his own team with him to prep him, because he's leaving Belgium, like, now, basically, and he's headed to Switzerland, and he's supposed to be prepping for the meeting over the next several hours, and apparently he's got not only people with him, but people from the Trump administration who are with him now as well to help give him advice on Putin. So if you listen to his press conference yesterday, his language has totally changed. He went from calling Putin a killer to calling him a worthy adversary. So he's already
You can be both of those things. You can be a killer and a worthy adversary, right?
I think, but this is what happens. And, you know, it's the advice. It's the same advice that Trump got. And I think it's the same advice that we're now seeing, I almost said Putin, that we're now seeing Biden getting. And that is that to be able to have a conversation with Putin, you have to get in there and, you know, he operates only in strength. So you have to go in putting your country first. You have to go in with your and, you know, kind of
what's
guns
gained
blaring.
Or lost. What do we have to offer the Russians other than what they can take? They can steal. What do they get from the United States?
Are you
States
kidding? The
government?
Money. They get money. That's what they want.
Why
that's
are we giving the
need.
Russians money?
We give everybody money. We buy weapons.
Make
we buy,
it right.
I don't think we buy weapons from the Russians, but other countries buy weapons from the Russians. That's their big export. Turkey, big story was that Turkey bought
really
a ton from them.
Export.
Right. Yeah. And,
Chuck
I mean, already,
Schumer.
Biden
sorry,
signed off
Chuck
on their
Schumer.
Pipeline.
I'm sick of listening to Putin. Next, Chuck Schumer is another guy I'm sick of listening to. So he's got his foot in his mouth here because I'm not much on politically correct, but I don't know that I've referred to a young child who didn't have all of her, his or her mental faculties as retarded. I think I've used that term over the years, and if I have, you can be sure Victoria would be all over me.
I've never heard you say that, to be honest.
Oh,
well,
I haven't
would
be said
all over
it
that.
For a long time.
Yeah.
I know you would.
Well, most
because
people
it used to be accepted.
Yeah, right. But then I remember in school the mean kids would call the kids that were slower retards and things like that. It's just, you know, I don't know. What's in a word, sticks and stones? But yet it doesn't, in today's vernacular, it doesn't sound good. So what did Schumer, Chuck Schumer, say? Why was he talking about children who are mentally disabled? What was the, what's the context
here? He had a podcast, and he was talking about when he was a congressman that they were building some sort of facility, and I think he said for, now I've closed the story, but because we talked about it a little bit, but he said that they were building a facility for the retarded kids or something like that. And so after the podcast was over, people said, Chuck, that's not really acceptable anymore.
Yeah, hey, Chuck,
mentally
welcome
disabled.
To 2021.
I mean, it really, and it's not like this is new. President Obama took that term off of everything when he was president and changed it to mentally disabled typically.
In the state of New York did it too. Chuck Schumer should know that. Yeah.
So it just, you know, it seems to me this is the problem. We're getting all of these people who are like old curmudgeons who, and I'm not an ageist because I think there are plenty of people who are
careful.
Of a certain age that can, that perform and they do it well every single day. But you get the Schumers out there, you get the Bidens out there, you get the McConnells out there, and they just are like a trio of gaffes. And it's like, these are our leadership.
Oh, Pelosi kind of does, too, Feinstein.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not gaffes like that. I don't know about Feinstein, but Pelosi hasn't said anything like that.
Feinstein doesn't speak much anymore, so I don't even put her in that category, really. But, you know, it's just...
I think women in general are more sensitive to things like that. But
you think...
Yeah, I think women, I don't, if I ever hear anybody, and Jen's right, I mean, this is definitely, a generational thing, but if I ever hear anybody saying something that's like what Chuck Schumer said, it's always a guy. It's I don't hear women using, women just adapt,
what
maybe
be an
their mothers.
That, other than the retard. You don't think any women ever uses stuff that... is inappropriate.
I'm just saying, whenever I hear someone in the public eye using
public
some
stage.
Outdated language like that, it's more often than not, it's a guy, it's not a woman. Mm. I mean, you use plenty of stuff, right?
Okay, I was waiting for that. I knew that would come. As the old slug-a-rooney at the Dugster, there's a Zogby poll out suggesting that most of us believe that the news media protects Joe Biden. I don't know why we needed a poll for that.
No,
I would say that
that's so.
Pretty obvious. Right. So
when you're getting when they seem shocked when they get a tough question, like, when are you going to the border? That was the big tough question for Kamala Harris. I mean, can you imagine? I don't care if you like Trump or you hate him, but he got asked hard questions every single day from a very aggressive news media. Now they ask Joe Biden, like, what your favorite ice cream is, what kind
what's
of Gatorade
color?
Is your favorite. It's, like, so embarrassing. There were no double standards. If it weren't for double standards, there'd be no standards at all.
The CDC is having an emergency meeting because there are reports that some of the vaccines are creating heart problems. Which do we have a specific circumstance?
Yeah, younger men.
Which vaccine?
Which
one do we stay away from?
It's Pfizer, I think it's Moderna, isn't it?
I think it's both. Yeah, I think it was both. But it seems to be temporary, and it's very, very rare. So that's why they're looking into it more. They're trying to figure out if it's actually something that the vaccine is, that if it's something that that these younger men already have in their bodies, and then the vaccine exacerbates it, but they're not really sure yet because it's kind of very new.
More proof that people are just really whacked out about this vaccine. So I do a morning show in Los Angeles after this program.
Really?
Yesterday, I was talking about this story about how...
Ratings pretty good, right?
I do let her talk. Yeah. Thanks, by the way.
Yeah.
Welcome.
So I was doing this very story. And if you guys listen to this program all along, you know, if you want to get the vaccine, I'm all for you. If you don't, I'm all for you. I think medical stuff should be left up to people and... Less like pearl clutching for everybody. It's just too annoying for me. But anyway, so I tell this story. I get a call from a woman who is fuming. She says, do you know what time it is? It's 7:30 in the morning and I'm driving to school with my kid in the car and I'm taking him for a vaccine and he's 12 and you're telling this story. I'm like, lady, the story is based in
fact. She's worried that that her kid would be freaked out.
Yeah, I'm like, there's no opining here. This is just a story. And it's a true story, and unfortunately, we can't tailor the news. I mean, it is what it is. But
I get that you'd be freaked out, but it is so rare, and no one's died from it either.
Yeah, and if your kid's freaked out, then have the conversation and make the decision that's appropriate.
Why is it up to you? I always get that, too.
And the
doctor. I remember McFadden used to give me a hard time because I would say things like, well, what is a mother going to school with her kids going to say? What do you, I don't know. What do you want from me?
I'm always cognizant of that, like as far as language goes and like, you know, how, I mean, you have to be cognizant of that. Mm-hmm. But this is a news story about a fact that is important, I would imagine, for people who are making the choice about what to do, right?
One would hope. All right, 17 after the hour. Here's the way to get healthy the right way. Lose the weight and keep it off. It's Calitrin's job to make sure that you are healthy. That's the people that have put this formula together, a doctor and three nurses, 24 years ago, felt it was important for people to have an option because at that time, a lot of these diet plans were exploding on the marketplace and the doctors found out they weren't good for you in the long run. Good to lose the weight, but then how do you keep it off? And there are certain things that happen when you take a lot of the drugs that are in some of these things that don't do your body any good. So do something that's good for your body, good for you, good for weight loss. Take Calitrin, the only thing around on the marketplace that's free of any stimulants or drugs. Buy three, get three free with the DJV code at toploss.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
Ahoy! Ahoy! Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you've got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The keys, the sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
After the hour on the DJV program, it's friending time. So Jay has sharpened up her wits and her mind. She's going to bring us up to date on some of the latest trending items that are important. I don't know if, excuse me, I shouldn't say this. I don't find many of the trending things important to me, but that's probably why I'm not that trendy a guy.
You know, when you start out by saying, I shouldn't say this...
Well, it's okay.
Right. Follow that instinct.
And wait a minute. And by the way, if I'm to be caught in something, whether it's good or bad, you're going to be sure to underscore it. So I leave that to you. That's your responsibility to make sure that I get my comeuppance. So anyway, we'll get to the comeuppance part of the program in a moment. As a matter of fact, we got to find our Father's Day prize pack info and tell you about that, how you can sign up for the last week of our Father's Day contest right after this.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I take Garlique every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic bread.
And Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, Jay Bird, what do we have for our giveaway? What's the latest, and what do people have to do in order to attract my attention this week?
This is the final week for your chance to win a Works Tools Father's Day prize pack, a 1,600 per square inch electric pressure washer, along with a 40-volt circular saw. Go to Facebook.
Do you know what
Instagram.
That means, by the way? Do you know what PSI, that's the pressure that comes out of the
pounds per square inch,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the pressure that comes out of the end of the hose. Okay, anyway, just checking. Go ahead.
Well, this is the
keep
third
going.
Week. I feel like we should
you
know
can just say
point.
PSI. Everybody
yeah,
has.
Yes, that's yeah. right. Yeah. Anyway, you get the prize package. If you
okay, I've been saying PSI all the first week.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, okay, but then he tried to see if you knew what it meant, and that's why he was giving you a hard
time.
Well,
see, I want to know. I'm trying to test because I know your father as well. I want to find out what he taught you as a kid growing up. Did he teach you things that were girly things, or did he teach you stuff that would be practical for everybody now?
Well, both my parents, because, you know, I'm one of those people that's, like, genders don't necessarily go with acts of things. So yes. My mom
Correct.
Was my coach
Thank
for my sporting
you.
Events, and my dad was the one that was most likely to take me shopping.
Yeah. There you go. See, I knew that, Jennifer. Victoria.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah. So go to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at DJV Show. Tell us how your Father's Day 2020 differs from 2021. And that's all you have to do to be entered to win. And also suck up to Doug because he's picking the winner.
That's it. Suck up to me. Don't don't do what Victoria does. Do what Jay does. All right. So here's Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. Dun, 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 dun. No, wait a minute. Dun, 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 dun.
There you
dun,
go.
Right?
They both go. Those both songs, I feel like, are. Go hand in hand. people are wondering if they already secretly got married because Gwen Stefani is still wearing her engagement ring along with another piece of hardware on that finger.
Yeah.
Looks like
could
she
you
has
keep
a wedding
something
band.
Like that,
Whoa.
Could they keep something like that secret, though? How
well,
do
the only reason it was spotted, right, was just because she's wearing her ring. He's not. He doesn't appear to have a ring on. But
he built
a chapel on his ranch in Oklahoma, and that's probably where they got married. I suspect they probably sold the story, right, to people or somebody like that.
Yeah, it'll be something. And I was trying to find if he wore his wedding band when he was married to his first two wives, and I couldn't find much. So I wonder if he's one of just doesn't want to wear a band.
28 past the hour.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A triple shooting at a DeKalb County grocery store in Georgia has left a cashier dead and a deputy and the gunman injured. The incident started when a man walked into a store and refused to put on a mask. 30-year-old Victor Lee Tucker Jr. of Palmetto left the store and returned with a gun. He was arrested crawling out of the store. U.S. Senate Republicans are due to hear details on Tuesday about a bipartisan proposal to revitalize America's infrastructure plan. Members of a bipartisan Senate group will discuss the proposal with Republican senators at their weekly policy lunch. Distance runner Shelby Houlihan was banned from the sport for 4 years after testing positive for an anabolic steroid. Houlihan, who is the current national champion and record holder at both the 1,500-meter and 5,000-meter runs, says on Instagram, "A burrito she ate from a Mexican food truck is the culprit." USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border has one governor stepping up to protect its people. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
As thousands of illegal immigrants each month continue to cross the southern border, one border state's governor is taking steps to protect his residents. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News about the moves he's making on the border.
It's a multi-step strategy. First, we are increasing arrests. We're setting up situations where if you're stepping into the state of Texas, you're going to be stepping into an area for which there was a no trespassing zone. Because I have declared a disaster, if you are arrested for trespassing, it is immediately a jail-based offense up to 180 days in jail or higher. And then we're adding to that, working with locals as well as local residents, we are beginning this week to add fencing along the border where if that fencing is disturbed, that is vandalism. That is another crime for which we can arrest people coming across our border into the state of Texas.
Governor Abbott is expected to announce a plan for the state to build a border wall later this week.
The crisis at the border is a result of the Remain in Mexico immigration policy being eliminated by the current administration. NASA is planning for multiple commercial deliveries to the moon's surface. Included are three new scientific investigation payloads. Two of the payloads will land on the dark side of the moon, a first for NASA. The PRISM projects call for lunar deliveries between late 2021 through 2028. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Sometimes I'm accused of having diarrhea of the mouth. I'm not sure.
Okay. Where did this come from?
Well, because every place I've turned to today has had the story about this. Actually, the show called Slip and Slide having diarrhea problem. So I'm looking to my left, to my right.
Explosive diarrhea was the headline.
Right. On Slip and Slide. All right. So first of all, what is Slip and Slide? It's called the Ultimate Slip and Slide. What is that show? It's some TV game show, right?
Like, it's like a challenge, like an obstacle course.
Well, you remember the kids' game Slip and Slide, where you put it in your yard and then get it all wet, and then you just kind of dive into your
kids had it.
Did you grow up on that? I didn't.
Everyone did. Your kids had it. It's a just giant long strip of plastic. You run the hose on it, and you run and you belly flop and slide along on it. Every kid thought they were having a heart attack as they were just bruising their ribs. Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Your kids definitely had a slip and slide.
Okay. So anyway, the story here is that one of the members of the crew tested positive for some kind of parasite that causes diarrhea, as Megan used to call it, and now 40-some crew members, all of them on the set, have this explosive diarrhea.
Yeah.
And they're, I mean, can you imagine the porta potties? If they're on the set someplace, they're out in porta potty, which are the grossest damn things.
Well,
no
first
matter
of all, for
what.
Anyone to even know that someone on set had explosive diarrhea, it means right. that it was on the slip and slide. Yeah. So this is like when the kid poops in the pool and they have to shut everything down at the water park. It's right. like that, but worse.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right, so anyway, that's as much coverage as we need.
Yeah, nobody even knows if the show's going to come back. They might just cancel the whole show.
Yeah, right, exactly. Slip and slide right out of our reality. Okay, well, that's being replaced by a new show, a celebrity dating show hosted by Michael McDonald. Who was the brains behind that?
Wait, he is what?
Michael McDonald.
Michael, it's Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton, excuse me. Yeah, Michael Bolton.
And Michael Bolton, and who's the, and there's a
Zoe
female.
Zoe Deschanel.
And Zoe Deschanel, right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Are hosting.
It's a weird
Michael,
mix.
Yeah, it is kind of. So, what is this show? Anybody
it's the dating game, but it's the celebrity dating game. So, there's a celebrity who's single, and then three, I guess,
a celebrity that
people.
Nobody knows.
No, no,
right.
no. Carmen Electra's single. She's hot. Everybody wants to date her, right?
Yeah.
And then who? That's the only one I've seen so far is Carmen Electra.
So under the circumstances, who's going to – is this – you're putting up a celebrity against somebody who's not well-known, so you get a chance to date a celebrity? Is that the attraction here? What's the
yes.
attraction?
Yes. So you get – there are three – I think the contestants – I don't know if they know who the celebrity is. I haven't seen it. I just DVR'd it, so I haven't
is
watched
it. Is it mostly
yet.
Men
yeah, like
that are looking to date
thing.
Women, or is
it's
it
both.
A little of both?
Yeah,
it
it's both.
Mm-hmm. All right, would you go on that show, Victoria?
If I was
you
a celebrity?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Why not? It seems fun. I
yeah.
still don't. I mean, like, I'm just very confused why Michael Bolton is there. I don't understand that. Zooey Deschanel I get, but I don't understand Michael Bolton.
But wasn't Michael Bolton, like, back in the day known for romantic love songs and
yes.
stuff?
Yes. Horribly.
Is he
going
to sing to everybody? Or
yeah.
scream?
You know what? He may. He may pull a Tyra Banks and, like, do the catwalk every
oh,
chance
boy.
He gets. Sing something.
I don't. He's no nothing's. He's nothing special as far as I'm concerned. I don't even see him as a viable television personality. Frankly, he even looks like he's boring. Never mind what he's going to sound. He looks like he's boring.
Well, Zooey Deschanel she's not single anymore, so maybe, I don't know, maybe this is something
well,
that
she was,
a while
her
ago.
Her husband was the guy that I had on, remember, who started the Let Us Grow thing?
Yes.
And that was, at least at first, that was his claim to fame. But then when she left him, he figured out how to make it on his own. That, by the way, is a wonderful... If you ever have a chance, this is an aside, complete aside, nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I give it a plug because it's a wonderful tool to teach children how things grow. It's a tower that's water supported. You put seeds into the little pockets and you can watch them on a daily basis grow. I got it for a lot of my friends. You weren't with me at the time, Jay, when I got it, and Victoria didn't have a place to put it, so I didn't give her one. But the one who's it worked the best with was Miles. Miles learned from a very early age, even though they live in Los Angeles and they don't have really a place to grow things, here was a place to grow things. And it really teaches youngsters a lot about where things come from. I think it's a fabulous. If you have an opportunity, just go online, Google lettuce, spell like lettuce, not let's us, but lettuce, the vegetable, and check it out. I think you'd find it be very worthwhile. Especially if you want to grow something, teach children about it, and you don't have a lot of space. As long as we're in the celebrity department, Jessica Biel, who's someone I've always had at least one eye on, and her husband Justin Timberlake, they came up in the show biz world, right? So everybody knew what their lives were like. Does it look like they're trying to protect their children from that? They had a secret sort of COVID baby. Why was it supposed to be a secret? I guess that was the first
question.
Well,
she said it really wasn't. She said that, it just, what happened was she was pregnant. Justin, as we know, was filming that movie down in New Orleans when
right.
he got a little touchy feely with the co-host or the co-star.
Yeah.
And so she was in Montana with her family And then COVID happened and everything just shut down. So she was forced to stay there. And she was on Dax Shepard's podcast and she said it wasn't supposed to be a secret. It just, that's just how it happened. And, yeah, it was the first time they've talked about it. And she said that, you know, they, because of COVID, she was worried that Justin wasn't going to be allowed in the birthing room with her, but he was. So she said it was just sort of a weird time. And now they have, you know, two kids, but they seem like they're good.
They were
talking.
I always
like them together, so.
I do, too. I like them together. And they came up as showbiz kids. They were both in the Mickey Mouse. Didn't they know each other when they were in the Mickey Mouse Club or something like that?
No, she was a young.
She was on Seventh Heaven.
She was on Seventh Heaven, yeah.
Yeah, but right. She went to college, though, because a friend of a friend was her college roommate. So I know she did go to college and then got into acting.
Well, she was. I guess
the
question
was kid, yeah.
Asked about whether she would let her children do the same thing that her parents let her do and Justin do. And I don't know that there was an answer. She said, quote, there was a moment where nobody allowed at all. I was getting nervous about the situation. She doesn't know what to do with her children. I guess that's what I take away from the conversation. It's a pretty wide-ranging conversation. I think they're both very attractive, very interesting people. They live interesting lives on their own and together.
Basically, yeah, she said that, you know, both she and Justin don't want their kids to go into showbiz. Mm-hmm. But she said, you know, how can you deny, if that's what your kid is passionate about,
right.
How can you deny piano lessons or singing lessons or, you know, I mean, there's a good chance that at least one kid is going to be very musical like Justin. Mm-hmm. And they're both actors now, so, yeah, I don't know. That's probably a tough thing for a lot of Hollywood parents to think about.
Well, some of them embrace it. Look at the Douglases. Look at Kirk Douglas and his son Michael and what a fabulous career he's had.
But that was a different time. Everything now is just it's so heightened and paparazzi and in personal space and being invaded. And
yeah,
social
there's no
media.
Boundaries anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think
they're not
okay
protected by the
then.
Studios. Yeah,
right,
studios
right.
Protected their talent a lot more than they do now.
They do
There's
now.
Almost
yeah,
no
that's
protection.
A good point. Yep. All right, Victoria, you have some new vaccine information. You want to share it with us, please?
Sure. This is some really good news out of the UK. This study was released on Monday, and they were looking at the Delta variant, which right now, as we know, 90% of new cases in the UK are this Delta variant. It used to be called the Indian variant. It came from India. Or was basically most prominent in India. Now it's been renamed Delta. And so they were looking at Pfizer and AstraZeneca. Those are the two most popular vaccines in the UK. And they wanted to see how effective they both are against this Delta variant. And some great news, they found that Pfizer is 96% effective against being hospitalized with the Delta variant after two doses. And AstraZeneca was 92%. Protection mm-hmm. level against hospitalization. Now, this would translate, I would suspect, I'm not a doctor, but I would suspect that this would translate as well to Moderna because it's the same type of vaccine as Pfizer. And so if you have the Moderna vaccine, like my parents do, and they've been concerned about this Delta variant, which is now, you know, on the rise in the U.S., 10 to 20% of new cases are the Delta variant here. So this is really great news. J&J, that's the only one that we kind of don't know much about it, except that, did you see the report yesterday that their 30 million doses have to be tossed because they were contaminated? J&J yep. can't seem to get it together.
They haven't got it together. They have the company's not well run. You see in all of the stuff with the talc. There's something going on there that's pretty counterproductive to reality.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, speaking of reality, Stephen Colbert once again produces evidence that he's nothing but a jerk. He's talking to Jon Stewart. Remember him from The Daily Show? Good, solid comedian, producer, animal lover, pretty smart guy. So they have a discussion. I guess last night was the first night of Colbert being back in the studio, and they get off onto the story about the... And Colbert, true to his Jerkleberry roots, he's always... What is there about liberals, maybe you can help me understand this, that want to, at least the support for China comes from liberals. That's what I can see here in terms of where the virus came from. So Colbert is arguing... The point, well, how can you prove that it came from the lab? And Stewart looks at him with this deadpan look. Look at the video. And says, hello, it's named for the laboratory from which it comes.
How is that? I don't get that, though. It's called COVID-19.
It's called the Wuhan virus. It came from Wuhan. I guess the point here is...
I mean, I agree with John Stewart. We all do. I don't want to put words in Jay's mouth. But, you know, you and Jen and I have agreed from the beginning that this came from the lab.
Well, if Jay knows what's good for us, she'll agree with the rest of us.
Well, it's interesting, though.
And there's that.
And the thing, okay, so here's the thing, and I agree with you on this. I don't I think that a lot of it had to do with Trump, to be honest. Because Trump is the first one who said that this came from the lab. Trump said so many stupid things of half-truths and lots of lies.
So, but why does that mean that everything comes out of his mouth?
Well, he might be right on this one. That's what I'm saying. But now, I mean, the Washington Post just did a whole big story about how journalists are kind of having a moment of reckoning where they have to now go back and go, well, maybe it did come from the lab.
Yeah,
and so, you know,
but
the interesting thing, though, about John Stewart, I'm just reading now on Forbes, which is, you know, we have a ton of sources that we all read from. And so I always check the financial stuff. And Forbes has an article today about all the backlash that John Stewart is now getting because he said that it originated in the lab. So people are very polarized.
What is
by
there
that.
About a good American who thinks or tries to protect the Chinese here? That's really the line with me, whether you're in on this or you're not in on it. And the ignorance that follows the people who don't get it is amazing. It really is. 47 after the hour. Okay, low credit score problem, right? You know, you have to keep yourself, if you're wanting to stay up with, you know, pretty much everybody else, you got the credit cards, you're buying cars, you got a new job maybe, or you want one, you're buying a house. But if you have a low credit score, you got a problem. Higher interest rates if you are able to borrow the money to buy a car or a house, that's no fun. And it's not fair because the credit reporting agencies, you know, come from the same school of Jerkleberryism as Stephen Colbert. So now let's get to the experts at Credit Report Pair. Say it again, Doug. There it is. CreditRepair.com. So they can help you repair your credit and improve your score and improve your chances of being able to borrow money, get a better job, all the things that come with having the correct information. There's a free credit evaluation available to you. Call 800-652-6132 and get yourself back on course. CreditRepair.com. Find out what they can do to help improve it. Improve your credit score. Just go online to CreditRepair.com or call them if you want faster action. Get a better life and better credit. Call 800-652-6132 to fix it up.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Past the hour now here on the DJB program. Doug with Victoria and Jay, and most importantly, Chuck Curry, who's got some movie news on Movie Moments for us. Say it again, Doug. On Movie Moments for us. That was take two, by the way. Right after this.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
All right, let's get to it, Chucker. What do we have musically going on in the background here?
That is the theme to the 1996 movie Twister, directed by Jean Dubon, starring Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt. Helen Hunt, today, Doug, turns 58 years old, born June 15, 1963.
Best known for Mad About You.
I like Twister
you.
A lot.
What was the
yes, show? Mad About, Mad About You. She won an Oscar for As Good As It Gets opposite Jack Nicholson. Yep. I first saw her, I remember, in 1987, she did a movie called Project X with Matthew Broderick, if you ever saw that. She was in the 20s. I knew she had talent.
Wasn't she the girlfriend in Castaway, too?
Yes.
Wasn't
she was.
Right. She callously moved on.
Exactly. She married that no-good Chris Noth instead of waiting for for Tom Hanks.
Oh, that was Chris Noth. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Chris Noth was her husband.
You know, I'm glad you brought up Castaway, because the one problem I have with that film, and I do like it, is in the third act when he gets saved, there's way, way, way too much screen time back on the mainland. I think the movie should have ended primarily when he was saved. It just goes on a little bit.
Didn't like the last scene where he's chasing the babe down the road.
Well, that,
in
yes.
That scene, I know that's the very end. I do like that scene, but in general, when he gets off the island and he tries to reunite with her, that stuff, it feels what they call a little bit
anti-climatic.
I think that hurts the movie, but it is a good movie. Right. She also did a stint on St. Elsewhere back in the day.
I think she did a couple seasons.
Really?
Doing a Mad
but
About
I like
You
her.
Reboot?
I think she's very talented.
They're doing a Mad About You reboot, right?
I know they did. What streaming service was that? Because it's somewhat obscure, the one they did that. But it was well received.
I want to tell you something. Reiser is in the TV show The Kaminsky Method. If you haven't seen that, Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin, it is a fabulous, fabulous television program. And Reiser, you can't recognize him. He's bald with a ponytail and weighs about 65 pounds more than he did when he was on in the earlier days of his career. He looks awful. And yet, apparently, he was made up somewhat for this part. Well, I saw him do a
podcast interview not too recently. I thought he looked fine, so I don't know if what you're
watching. He was in Stranger Things, and I thought
he looked
fine.
I don't know about the weight, but
yeah. He gained weight, but you know.
There's an interview with Chris Pratt joking about his fake feud with Chris Hemsworth and what to expect from Thor: Love and Thunder. What do you know about that movie? What's the story behind the story here with that one?
Well, the only real thing I know about that movie is Natalie Portman, who played the love interest of Thor in two Thor movies, standalone Thor movies, is going to be a female Thor. They're going to turn her into a superhero in this movie and probably spin her off, in future Thor movies, solo films. So that should be interesting. I think that
who's
going to
buy that?
Guys,
she doesn't weigh
100
pounds soaking wet. Who's going to buy that?
I think 101, but I think 100 million people might buy it. That they know what they're doing. They know how to market that stuff. Yeah, it'll probably fly to some extent. Yeah, I was saying to you off air, did you ever watch that movie Greenland, which was a extinction-era disaster film that was released last year with Gerard Butler? Yesterday it was announced, Doug, that they're going to do a sequel to that film. Now, it seems a little bit far-fetched, but the bottom line is a production company called STX reportedly made about a $60 to $80 million profit off that movie. It produced for $35 million. It did $52 million in theaters with VOD sales and a big HBO Max deal. That independent studio netted a lot of money. So you're going to see a sequel to Greenland. It was actually a really good movie. Good character driven.
Coming up after that movie, we're going to do a movie on eyelash extensions. Stay tuned for.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.